show us you're like a son, and when you consult God, he's like the father, and he's got the wisdom, and so when he listens, you need to pay attention. And so whether or not you're a boy or a girl, a mom or a dad, grandpa, grandma, we're all acting here. We're putting ourselves in the place of son. And God is the father, and we're going to listen to what he has to tell us. And so he's already instructed us on the value of wisdom, and today he's going to take us into a very important lesson on being sexually faithful. Warnings against adultery. This is where we're going. So we're going to read the text and we'll dive right in. I'm going to read the whole passage of chapter 5 together. We'll read that together. So here, give ear to the word of God. My son, be attentive to my wisdom. Incline your ear to my understanding, that you may keep discretion, and your lips may guard knowledge. For the lips of a forbidden woman drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter than wormwood, bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps follow the path to Sheol. She does not ponder the path of life. Her ways wander, and she does not know it. So the first six verses there telling us about the danger that lies before us. We live in a world of temptation, a world of smooth flattery, a world of pitfalls that lead to death, to Sheol, eternal death. Now we're going to see the second part, which is to be wise in where we go and how we respond to that. What is God's plan? What is God's help? It's to run from one and turn to the other path. Run from one path and run towards the other path. So we're going to read that now, 7 through 21. And now, O sons, listen to me. Do not depart from the words of my mouth. Keep your way far from her. Do not go near the door of her house. Stay away, lest you give your honor to others and your years to the merciless, lest strangers take their fill of your strength and your labors go to the house of a foreigner. At the end of your life you groan, when your flesh and body are consumed, and you say, how I hated discipline, and my heart